A True Report, a depiction of events in history, hosted by Peter Shorenstein. Welcome to podcast episode number 105. Today, another amazing tale of historical events, all true, and for the most part, unknown. February 7th, 1964. It was a special day. But when you're a teenager and something really special happens, you have very little experience. You're prone to think this is how the world works, so it's probably going to happen again. This was a one-time only, once-in-a-lifetime event. It's 6:30 a.m., and what seems like half the kids living between southern New Jersey and eastern Long Island were up and about, heads glued to their transistor radios. All the rock and roll stations had nonstop coverage. WMCA, WABC, WINS, it's B-Day, and the radios blast away at the crowd. The Beatles have taken off from London 20 minutes ago. Beatles, it's a play on the word beat. The crowd cheers as the Fab Four are now 20 minutes over the Atlantic, about to hit New York. By 1 p.m., 4,000 fans pour into the International Arrivals Building at Kennedy Airport. Over 100 of New York's finest are on hand to control the crowd as the Beatles jet lands. They're off the plane, and the kids get their first look at the haircuts. The Beatles' hairstyle so many were talking about. It's shaped like a mop, covering the forehead, the ears, and down the back of the neck. To get a better look, the crowd pushes over the observation deck, running as they try to meet John Lennon, age 23, George Harrison, age 20, Paul McCartney, 21, and of course, Ringo Starr, 23. The kids are stomping on the floor, in rhythm. All four of the Beatles are from Liverpool, wearing their signature four-button coats with high black boots. A reporter asks Lennon if he's embarrassed by all the attention. No, he shouts above the crowd, it's crazy. What does it all sound like? Hold on. As Lennon says, it gets crazy.
In the morning, 5:30, to see them, and all they do is push you farther and farther away, and then they don't even let you see them.
They leave the airport in four limousines, one for each. A white convertible overtakes the parading cars. The kids in the car, totally out of control, holding a banner welcoming the Beatles. George's only comment? They've misspelled Beatles. A good-looking brunette pays a cab driver $10 to pull alongside George's car. At a light, she asks him, how does one go about meeting a Beatle? Harrison's answer, say hello. The cars, they're on their way to the sedate hotel, the Plaza. The hotel had the reservation for months before, when no one had heard of the Beatles. The staff, they're dumbfounded with the activity, and cops are everywhere. 500 teenage girls are also there, and the screaming starts again as the limos pull up. And they stay screaming through the appearance on the Ed Sullivan TV show, and it was quite a week. Never again saw anything really like it. Next week, another amazing story from the past. To be sure to get this and all future podcasts, please subscribe to A True Report. All you need to do is go to the iTunes store and search for A True Report. When it's displayed, just hit subscribe. There's no cost involved, but you'll hear some interesting stories. I'm Peter Shorenstein, and if you like, we'll do this again next week. Until then, never stop asking questions.